following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf in Masechet Zvachim is Daf Kuf. We're up to Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Beit, the last three words of the page. So, we had a problem. And the problem was that there seemed to have been a contradiction in Rabbi Shimon. On the one hand, we found Rabbi Shimon bringing a braita that teaches that even a Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach have to be brought only in the Lashon of Pesach Yerushalayim, im Zevach Shelamim Korbano. And that would mean that Korbano is Marbe, even the din of the not bringing the Korban Pesach. Yet on the other hand, we found that Rabbi Shimon Dafka was the one who said, well, if an onin can be Mishaleach Korbanotav, meaning for Korban Pesach, so obviously Aninus Laila is something where the Chachomim were not Maimi Divrayim, had it been a Diorayta. And as Rabbi Shimon points out to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, it can't be Midivrei Torah, it had been Midivrei Torah, then there'd be no logic in differentiating between a Korban Pesach and other kosher. Like this, you could say the Chachomim were not my Midivrayim. Well, make up your mind. Is there a Diorayta that Keshu Shalem may be, and therefore he cannot bring a Korban Pesach? So the answer that we had yesterday was either that he never said it, that even though it said Pesach, he didn't mean Pesach. It's a little difficult to believe. And then we had Reb Sheshes' answer that when it said Pesach, it didn't mean Pesach. It meant the Shalomim that are brought together with the Pesach. It meant the class of Pesach. Rav Mori Omar, things mean what they say. And we need to understand that there are two completely different dinim of Aninut. One is a case where a relative died on the 14th day of Nisan, which was the actual day of Hakrovas HaPesach, and was buried on that day. And one is the case, Kan Shemet Lo Met B'Shloshas HaKavro Be'Arbas. Look, Rabbi Shimon, who brings a raya from the Pasuk and says you cannot bring a Korban Pesach, that's talking about where he was an onen dioraita. How is he an onen dioraita? His relative died on that day. And over there, Torah says not to bring it. In that case, even afterwards, it would be tafis, yomil is tafis leila. In other words, aninus leila would be a dioraita. And that he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, essentially. But when we're saying, what do you mean? At the night, if an onen is able to eat his Korban Pesach, clearly it's not the right. That's the Rabbonon, that's true. In a case where it was aninut of Yom HaKvura, that's because the din of Yom HaKvura is itself a Kiddush the Rabbonon. It's a takona, it's not Mi'ikra din. Mi'ikra din, it's death that is Koveya aninut. Min Rabbonon, even Kvura is Koveya aninut. But that is only during the day. The Rabbanan were not machmir, that it should be even the night afterwards, and that's not a problem. As far as the contradiction between the Mishnah and Psachim and the din over here, he will say exactly what we initially said. The difference is whether it's talking about Leil Pesach or whether it's talking about Shar Yamot HaShana, because according to him, all kachim would be mutter, since there's no dirza. He can't say the chilak we offered before. Now, one is talking about the Korban Pesach specifically because it's a chorus. That's not the point. It's that one is talking about an aninus, which is not Chal Balayla, and one is talking about an aninus, which is Chal Balayla, where it's only Durabban and there's no aninus Laila. That's what I say. Very simple. Yom HaMitah Stofis Leilo of Midioraita, and therefore the Onein is unable to eat because the Torah, of course, was Daicha. That's all. There's no Chiyuv of bringing his Korban Pesach. Masha Ein Kein, where the death took place the day before, Meit Lo Meit B'Shloshasar B'Nisan. The Kavro B'Arba'asar, that's only Din Yom HaKfura. Okay, the Yom HaKfura, that's where he said, Eino Tofis Leilo, that is no din in Tfisas Laila on the Yom HaKfura. That would be the point, and therefore there's no problem at all. Elamid Rabban. Omele Ravashi, Rav Mori. So, Elohadik Tani? That's ridiculous. A minute ago, we had Rabbi Shimon bringing a riot to Rabbi Yehuda and saying, oh, my dear Rabbi Yehuda, how could you possibly believe that Aninus Laila is the Oraita? After all, it says in it. Is it not true that Aninus is Mishalei HaKorban Pesach? You just told me the Rabbi Shimon is made that an Oinen is not able to be Shaleach, I mean not Shaleach, but Ochel is Korban, right? So Rabbi Yehuda should look at him, what? I'm talking about Aninos where there's a Diorita, where you agree that an Oinen is not able to eat his Korban Pesach. And you're bringing me a Raya, doesn't it say where it was Aninos of Yom HaKfura that he can eat the Korban Pesach? I don't understand what you're talking about. Say Alahadik Tony Amala Rabbi Shimon Tida Shere Omro Nin Tovelo Chelet Pischo Avaloba Karchim. So obviously it must be a Durabona and there can be a machalik between a Karm Pesach with a Kiev Karet Velo Imido Divrehem. Rabbi Yehuda should say to him, hey, Ka'amina Lachaana Yom Mita Dioraita, and you turn around Vamar Tali At Yom Kvura Durabona.
But isn't Pesach a Shlomim?
No. Pesach is a type of, forget about it, Pesach is a Shlomim. But it's a different, completely different din. It's a chiyuv of karet. Don't get confused by categories. Right? Chiyuv of karet. We're going to be mechalek between a chiyuv of karet than any other chiyuv. So, well, yeah, I guess that is sort of a problem. Gosh, yeah, I don't know. No, okay. Let's go back to the beginning over here. All of this, this is also insupportable. Everything that you're saying is insupportable. So actually, he didn't really mean Pesach. Come on. Reb Sheshes means not really a Pesach. Where's a Pesach? Don't believe it. Difference between Yud Dalet and Yud Gimel and Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon are idiots. What's the matter with you guys? It's a simple terrence. Look, Ash. The question is, was there a chalot of aninut before the shechita of the korban, before the zman shechita of the korban pesach, or after? That's the difference. Kan shemait kodem chatzot, kan shemait liachah chatzot. So if he was an onen at the time of the chalot of the chiyav of the shechita of the korban pesach, so then it's too late. So there's nothing to do about it. Because he was never Ichzil Pesach. So Kodem Chatzot, lo Ichzil Pesach yet anyway, Chayli Ala El Ninus. Once the Aninus is Chal, it's Chal. Acher Chatzot, over there, he already had the Chiev of that Krovis HaPesach. So over there, lo Chayli Ala Aninus, that's what he's saying, that over there, since Lamaitse anyway, the Aninus Laila is a Durabonim. So then, and that's talking about even on Yom HaMisa, it's the Rabbanon. So the question is, how exactly do they balance the pasuk? So when it says Pesach included in the Braita, that's talking about indeed where it was made, Kodem Chatzot. The Torah says he's an Einen. Once the Torah says he's an Einen, the Torah is also saying an Einen isn't Makrif. Because right now he's not Shaleh. But not when he's an Einen. Why does it say Tovel Vochelet Pischo? Which means that an Einen does bring it. That's talking about when he was Chayev already. We don't see that the Torah, when it says Kishu Shalei Mevi, is a din in the moment of the Akrova. It's a din in whether he's Chayev or not. So if he's not Shayech at that moment of Chayev, so then Enochinami, the Torah was Mamayed. In this case, he was Shayech. Now, it's true that that's something of a chiddush. I mean, it says Kishu Shalom Umevi, and you're saying, but that only means that there's a difference if it was Shalom at the time of the Chalot of the Chiyav. I mean, how do you know to say that? Uminot Teimer, the Shanilon, Ben Kodem Chatzot, Ben Lacher Chatzot. I certainly would need a Raya for this. I do have a Raya. And in fact, it makes a great deal of sense as a Baya for the following. The Tanya. Now, it's true that my Raya does not come from the parish of Aninos. I don't have a riot from Aninos, but I could show you for other dinim that are very similar to Aninos. It's a Tane. So over there, I'm going to prove to you right now that there's a difference between Chatzos and Acher Chatzos. If I could prove that to you, then obviously it's going to be true about Aninos as well. So take a look at this contradiction that we have in the Braita. You'll see the only way out of it is the way that I understand it. That it depends when in the day the Aninos was Chal. The Tanya. Because on the one hand, we have the dinim of the Kohen's chiyuv about not being metame lameit, and how for a relative, a Kohen hedyot would be metame. So there it says, ula achoto habitula hakrova elav, asher lo hayta la'ish, la yitama. So that means there's a mitzvah. That's not saying it. It's a heter. La yitama mitzvah. And if he doesn't want to, lo ratza metaminoto akorcho. And there was always force him to go to that funeral. Umaaseh b'Yosef HaKohen, whose wife died on Erev Pesach, which is the worst possible time for him to be in, and I was not going to be able to bring his Korban Pesach. And he didn't want to go to the funeral. V'lo ratza litameh. V'nimnu echav HaKohanim v'timu ba'al korcho. They went and dragged him and made him tameh, and he missed his Korban Pesach.
The Pesach is a source also for his wife.
I don't know. Yes, except we don't get to the word yitama until we get to the achotov, the pasuk before, v'lavi, v'limol, and so on. And we bring a raya over there that it also includes his wife in the lashon of the pasuk. So, on the other hand, okay, so from here it's clear, tuma is something that would be doches, karbon pesach, and the tuma is more important for the karev than the karbon pesach is. Now, how do you make sense, therefore, of the following brayta? Now, this is a rather complex drasha, which we've spoken about many times, in which we have an entire list, when it comes to the din of a nazir, of every single one that he should not be metame to. There's a din like of a kohen gadol. Le'aviv, le'imo, le'achiv, le'achoto, lo yitama lahem b'motam. Not to be metame to relatives. Now, you would think that if it says not to be metame, even to those that there's a greater chiyuv to be metame in, that there's no point in making this whole list. So just say la'aviv, and then I know, okay, in other words, even la'aviv, not to be metame. Certainly not to his kid sister or something. Huh? That's what I would think. Therefore, each one of these psukim are going to add an additional chiddush. But the direction of the chiddush is not in the direction of who not to be metame to, but rather what it teaches you about who yes to be metame to. So in each one of these ribuyim, we have an additional implication of the chiyuv to be metame to make mitzvah. How can we add? I mean, either you are or not metame to make mitzvah. How do we add? Because there are really four divisions in which you would need a chiddush to be metame to a mitzvah. We start off with the simple case. The guy is a nazir. Don't be metame to your father. But if it wouldn't be your father, it would be a make mitzvah, do me metame, right? How about if he's not only a nazir, he's a kohen? Don't be metame to your mother, but do me metame to a make mitzvah. How about if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir? Don't be metame to your sister, but do me metame. And so on, right? So in other words, each one of them adds another one, to your brother, rather. How about if he is a nazir, a kohen gadol, and he's going to bring his korban pesach, or to do mila, the only two things which would be a chiyuv karet not to do. Don't be metame to your sister, but do me metame to make mitzvah. So no matter how many reasons there are not to be metame, when it comes to make mitzvah, do me metame. So now look at this. You just said, oh, absolutely, force the guy to be metame, and so on. Now, so how do you explain when it says, la'achoto matam lama? What about the last one, the fourth ribuy? Aviv, imo, achiv, achoto, la'achoto matam lama. We're right here at the very end of this long bright. Harei shalach lishchot et pischo velamulet beno v'shama shemet lo met yocho yitame. And this would be for any of the above reasons. He's a nazir, or a kohen edid, or a kohen gadol, and even all three together. But the point is that the fact that he is going for his korban pesach, you might think he should be mitameh, amrit lo yitameh. But that's what's important to us. The remez about the make mitzvah is unimportant to us. What's important to us right here is that one brayta says they took him and they were metamim, so you should miss his karban pesach. And the other brayta says, so you would think you should be metamim to miss the karban pesach. Tamid lomar, no, don't be metamim. Right? We're applying that across the board. Whether the problem is nizirut, kihuna, kohen gadol, whatever the heck it is. Tamid lomar lo yitamim. Yoko, this part is what the brayta comes to talk about, which is the din of make mitzvah. Yochol kishem shelo yitame lachoto. Kach ena metame lo met mitzvah. Talmud lomar ula achoto lo yitame lachoto. Hude ena metame. It's only for his sister. This is lima number four. Only for his sister. Ava metame ula met mitzvah. Okay, now, you can't get a more blatant contradiction than that. On the one hand, you're telling me it's a chiev, and if the guy doesn't want to do it, drag him down to the funeral. And on the other hand, you're telling him, no, you mustn't be metame to miss bringing the carbon person. Now, how do you explain that? I'll tell you, says Abaye, what the explanation is. Very straightforward. One must be talking about the lalav shmavin akan kodim chatzot, and the other one is talking about liyakha chatzot. So if the chiyuv was already chal on him, so then enochin army, don't be metami, and he's going to miss his carbon pesach. On the other hand, if the chiyuv was chal on him first, then the Torah is telling him to be metami and not to be ever to be in the category. Obviously, there's no longer a chiyuv karet. The Torah told you not to do it. So then don't be the one to do it. Very straightforward. If that's true about Tuma, then it's obviously going to be true about Aninut. It means that when the Torah gives these considerations about the type of issa that would prevent bringing the Korban Pesach, you need to take into consideration what comes first, the chiyuv of the Pesach or the iser of bringing the Korban Pesach. Same exact thing, but aninut. Pesach here is, well, yes, in certain ways. We'll get to that issue. But the point is, if the Torah says don't bring it, then there's no essay. He's not included in those who are chayav the Pesach, because the Pesach is a chal on someone who's stubborn. Otherwise, you say, anybody who's stubborn should always bring his Korban Pesach. That's not true. Says the Gemara, man, I mean, are you jumping to conclusions? There's such a simple explanation of the difference between the two brayot, one of which says we ought to make a person tamei, and one of which says he should not be tamei, and it has, that difference has nothing to do with aninut, and that is the question of, is there a chiyuv on a kohen to go to a funeral, or is there a heter to a kohen to go to a funeral? Now, if there is only a heter to go to a funeral for his seven relatives, then obviously that heter is not going to be more important than bringing the Korban Pesach. So don't go. If there's a chiyuv, so then... Dilma, maybe the whole point over here and the difference between the two brayot is nothing to do with aninut at all and doesn't reflect on aninut at all. It could simply mean that according to Rabbi Akiva, it has nothing to do wherever, what was before Chatzot, after Chatzot. If the question would only be aninut, in other words, if Lamaisa, the guy had not been mitameh lemeit, and he was an onein, so then the halacha would be maybe exactly the same. He has to bring a Korban Pesach. The reason over here is we're talking about where he did become tameh. And if he did become tameh, then it would be true even where the mace was la'acha chatzot. Rabbi Akiva is saying there's a mitzvah for him to become tameh, because as we'll see, Rabbi Akiva's shita is that you're mechuyev to be metameh yourself as a mitzvah. And that mitzvah is more important than the Pesach, because the Pesach, you can always bring Pesach sheni, but there'll never be a way to make up for your chiyuv to be metameh to the mate. Well, once you bury that mate, it's over. So therefore, we're going to be metameh him. So you'll say, well, what about his chorus? I mean, obviously, if the guy's tameh, then there's no chiyuv of koreit. He simply is backed up to Pesach Sheni. That's all. So therefore, why would I be doicha this mitzvah, which is irreplaceable to be metameh lemeit, and instead say it's more important to do the Korban Pesach? If, however, the guy was not metameh, and the question would have to do with aninut, then what would be the nafkamina? Who's to say that if the aninut was chal before, that for some reason it would be doicha the Pesach, and otherwise it wouldn't be? I don't see there's any basis for such a distinction whatsoever. And therefore, you don't have any right to say this. Ah, you're saying that, what about the other one where it says over there, lo yitama, throughout that whole braita? No, don't be metame. You're hailech lomalat bino. You're hailech to do the yurka. Don't be metame. That's not because there's an afkimini before chatzos or after chatzos. That's because it's going aliba to Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, there is no mitzvah to be metameh. It's only a reshus to be metameh. So when the Torah says that you're allowed to be metameh, that's all that it's saying. It's not saying mechuyev to be metameh like the other bright, which is going a libra Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it's a mitzvah. Well, if it's only a reshus, obviously, what, I should go and be mekayim a reshus in order to be deicha, a mitzvah, the araisa, that is so choshev, that it's a chiyev koras in cases where there's no tumah? I mean, it would make no sense. And obviously, this issue would have absolutely no implications to the question of aninut at all. It's just a question of whether being mitameh to a mate is a mitzvah for a kohen or a reshus to a kohen. And that explains everything. Because we know there is a machlok at Tanya. How do we understand the pasuk that says, ulachoto abitula krovay lav asher lo hayatala ish la yitama? Well, that's a machlok. It's la yitama. That's a reshus. He's allowed to be mitameh, says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a chiyav. It's a chova. So there you go. There's no difference between before chatzos and after chatzos. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. Because what you're trying to say is that when the Braita said that Talmud Lomar lo yitameh, should not be mitameh for his Korban Pesach, it's because we hold of Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael says that it's only a reshus. So why would we be deicha a mitzvah to do a reshus? There's only one minor problem. That Braita that says lo yitameh is not Rabbi Yishmael. It happens to be Rabbi Akiva. And want to read it? If you read the whole thing, you'll see it's Rabbi Akiva. It was said by Rabbi Akiva. Lo salka daita. The Reisha, the Ahu, Rabbi Akiva katanila. Read the words. The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Now we're going to go through the entire structure of this braita. Okay, we go through it word by word. And we get to the place where we were up to.
So the pasuk at the beginning says, Kol yemei haziro la Hashem, al nefesh meit lo yavo. And laviv, limo, lachiv, lachoto, lo yitam elayim b'motam.
Okay, now, obviously, as we pointed out, all of this is extra. If you're telling me on nefesh beit, and I don't need to know aviv, imo, and so on.
And so, it begins like this. Rabbi Akiva Omer, when it says nefesh, that means the krovim.
Now, Tosfos points out that the correct girsa is the girsa in Nazir, where it starts off with rechokim, which makes much more sense.
In other words, we're, again, applying Occam's razor, what is the first thing that we know? Well, don't be mitameh for people who aren't related to you. Okay, that's rechokim, comes first. There's another seat over here. All right, then when it says mate, nefesh mate, that would be the krovim. Now, if you have this girsa, as Rashi, our girsa, it really means put the two together. In other words, it's not that I know that one means one and one means the other. It's that if I mention two separate issues, nefesh mate, I'm obviously going to say nefesh, al nefesh lo yavo, or al mate lo yavo. So therefore, clearly, one is krovim and one is rechokim. And the order doesn't really matter. Now, when you say la aviv eno metame, I mean, obviously, you already said that. You said don't be metame to anybody. So when it says, don't be metame la aviv, it's coming to tell me, la aviv ain't no metame, v'avo metame la mitzvah. When it comes to tell me la imo, it's got to be adding something. Okay, so he's not only a nazir, he's also a kohen. So haya kohen, and he's a nazir. Still, limo ain't no metame, but he would have been metame la mitzvah. Then when it says, ula achiv, what does that add? Ah, maybe he's even a kohen gadol. So even if he would be a kohen gadol and he was a nazir, Lachiv eno metame, ava metame ola met mitzvah. And when it says lachoto ma talmud lomar, well, if he's a nazir and a kohen gadol, he's alach lishchat et pischa v'lamulat beno, v'shama shemet lo met. So then you would say, okay, he should be metame. So you might think he should be metame. No, 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 don't be metame. Don't come tell me this is going according to Man Yomar, that it's rishus. No, it's talking about it's chova. Nu. So now how do you explain this difference between, in one bright that says, they dragged him down with a tamim bar korcha, and another bride that it seems to be saying, no matter what the circumstances are, even though there's a chiyuv to be matame, don't do so if it gets in the way of bringing your korban pesach. Now, how do you explain that? Therefore, you're stuck with what I said, says Abai. So, yocho kishem shen matam lachoto, continues the bride, kachin matam lamet mitzvah, tamud omar lachoto, lachoto nein matame, aval matamehu lamet mitzvah. So, therefore, what's clear over here, that even though obviously the Braita is tending in the other direction, the Braita is trying to give us an indication of how far you should go to be mitame when it comes to a make mitzvah. But meanwhile, we understand from the context of the Braita that the point over here would be that you would think to be mitame and miss your Korban Pesach, and you've got three reasons not to do so, which nonetheless you would think you should do so. I mean, look, I'm a Kohen, but a Kohen is mitame lachoto. But not in a case where you're bringing a Korban Pesach. So you've got to give me a different answer. The different answer, therefore, has to be Le'achar Chatzos and Kodem Chatzot. And if that's the case, it should apply equally as well when it comes to the din of Onen, because it certainly has nothing to do with the din of Tumah per se. Rava says, look, let's go back to the beginning of it. You got the problem in revision. You're trying to say that the difference is Kerem Chatzot or Le'achar Chatzot. There's no need to say that. It's not a function of Chatzot. The question is, does an Onen eat a Korban Pesach that has been brought for him? That's the question. Not, you're taking for granted the issue is, does he now go to bring his Korban Pesach? No, that's not the point. The point is, does he eat? So that's the difference.
God, signed up from before.
Not only, obviously signed up from before. But even if the mate would have been mate Acher Chatzot, that would have been enough to prevent us from shechting on him. The Torah says, Keshur Shalem Mevi. And that was the problem in Abaya. Man, what right do you have to say? Mevi is Mevi, well, if at the moment of the Chalot Achiyuv. That's not true. Of course, he wouldn't bring a korban. The Torah says you have to be shalem to bring a korban. So then why does it say that the onen goes to the mikveh? Because it doesn't mean an onen is mishaleach the korban to bring it. It means if the carbon was, that's why I was careful not to say earlier, Mishaleach Karbonotav, because that's not the lesson over here, Mishaleach Karbonotav. Therefore, what is really the problem? Can he eat it? But the carbon was already brought. That's the question. There it says, Onen Tov Aviyecha. That is where the mate died after Shechita, was buried during the day. Now it's the nighttime. They already brought the Korban Pesach. And the other pasuk is talking about bringing the Korban Pesach. Isn't that an obvious difference? You brought me a brayta that says Kishu Shalein, maybe, maybe. And then you bring me a contradiction from the fact that it says an Einain eats. What does maybe have to do with eat? It's the simplest thing in the world. If it was already brought, he eats. If it wasn't brought, he doesn't send. Is there a problem? There's no problem. No, there's a tremendous problem. This is an absurd answer on the face of it. Because remember that the only reason that we distinguished Pesach from anything else was because a Pesach is an Isser Karis, not to bring. But he brought it already, so now who the heck cares if he eats? He was Yotze. In other words, if you're going to tell me that if he can't eat, then he can't bring. So if you're going to tell me, well, the Rabbanan have to allow him to bring because after all, he has a Chiyav, it's a Karis issue. So if we're talking about bringing and Mishalayach Korbanotav, then it makes sense. Say the Rabbanan, look, you know, go bring your Korban Pesach. Mamela, obviously, we have to be bater to eat it because you can't bring your Korban Pesach. Almanat not to eat it. So then you're not from the Eichel. But now that you're telling me, no, you definitely can't bring your Korban Pesach. He said, why would we be bater you to eat a Korban Pesach, for God's sake? It's irrelevant. There can't be a Chiyav that has anything to do with Karet. The Korban was already brought. Asks the Gemara on this ridiculous answer of Rava. What the heck? Achash shechta mizorka domo. You're telling me we already shechted and reserved the dam? So my da'ava abe. It's over. So what are we now interested in being mater him to eat? Why? There's no difference between the Pesach and anything else at this point. Stam is a normal chiyuv. You have to eat kachim. Ravina turned now to Rav Ada Bar Matna, was attacking Rava, and said to him, Amalei Ravina, no, you're wrong. Because when it comes to a Korban Pesach, you need to be able to, not only to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, you need to eat the Korban Pesach. If in the end you don't eat the Korban Pesach, you were yotze the Korban Pesach. That's how we can distinguish between Hava and Achila. So to bring it, L'chatchila, if he's already an Einain, Kishu Shalem Mevi, Korban Otav, Zevach Shlamim, Korban O, whatever that Korban is, even a Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon said that, and he meant every word of it. But if it was already brought, and now if he doesn't eat it, he's going to be doyech of the carbon that they already brought. There we were matir, because anyway it was already brought kishu shalaim. So what's the problem? The problem is aninus laila. We're matir aninus laila because it would ruin a carbon pesach, which is a chi of chorus. Now does that make sense to you? Rava makes perfectly good sense. Yes, says Rava. Listen, he's telling you good. Sayet bat yomer lecha rabcha. He's 100% right. Listen. Anyway, where is this Makor of Rabba Bar Avuna that if he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, then he's a yotze to the Korban? That's a tremendous chiddush. He didn't bring his Korban Pesach. So, I mean, that's a tremendous chiddush. Normally, all that counts is the Zrikas Adam and Kaput. You didn't eat it. That doesn't matter. Where does this come from? My the Rabba Bar Avuna, the Tanya. With Brita goes like this. Yom Notz, very, very confused. Yom Shimu'ah ki Yom Kvura. Somebody hears that a mate has died within the past 30 days, which is called a Shmuah Krova. That has the same din as the day of the Kvura. As far as what din? L'mitzvah Shiva V'Shloshim. So as far as the normal dinim of keeping Shivat Yemei Avelut, the Shloshim Yemei Avelut, the day that the Avel finds out about the death is the equivalent of the day of the Kvura. So it's that's b'chayev shiva v'shloshim. But when it comes to achilat kadashim, now then it's different. For achilat psachim, then it's different because then it's kiyom likut atzamot. So in other words, if it's a question of being now 3 weeks after this guy finds out now that his father had died 3 weeks earlier. So that would be the equivalent of the day in which there is a chiyuv for that day to keep avelut, where the body was transferred. Normally they didn't have transportation for a mate in those days, obviously. There was no El Al flights. So if someone was to be buried in his ancestral home or to bring it from Kutzar to Eretz Yisrael, first the mate was buried wherever he had died, and after the decay of the body, the remains were brought to Eretz Yisrael or to his ancestral Bokum and so on. So that day of Likut Atzamot has a din of someone who's Malakit Atzamot. That day keeps an Avelut, but is Teivo, and that evening is already able to eat Kachim. No. The Tefillah that it allows him to eat. So the halacha over there is It asks over there. I mean, it says obviously he didn't become Tameinate, but he was, so he had the Chevra Kadisha. That's the sugi over there. Anyway, but obviously it's talking about the etzem din of the fact that he has a din of Avilut. Okay. So the halacha over there, it seems to be saying very clearly that when it comes to Achilas Psachim, we do not view the day of the Shmua Rechoka to be like the Yom HaKvura, but rather to be like the Yom of Likud HaTzomais. Mashma, clearly, that if it would have been the Yom HaKvura, that then Enoch Inami would have been Osir, correct? That's what it's saying, and there's no other way to read this. So in other words, Yom Shmua is not like the Yom HaKvura, because the Yom HaKvura, even the night afterwards, he would not be eating the Karban Pesach, even though he is not an Aninus of the Day of Death, because he uses the word Kvura. So in other words, that means that Aninus Laila subsequent to the Yom HaKvura asers him from eating a Karban Pesach. It's only where it's a Shmua Rechoka that it has a din in which it's mutter to eat La'erev. That's what it's saying. Now the problem is that the very next words say the opposite. Because when it goes on, it keeps on saying that, but you should know that Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh, now Echad Zeh has got to be referring to not what we were just talking about. It's got to be saying whether it would have been a Yom HaKvura or whether it would have been the Yom of the Likud HaTzamot, you would never say Echad Zeh on what it is that you were just talking about the Yom HaShmua and so on, right? So it's got to be Yom Kvura and Yom Likud, which we're comparing this to. The din would be Tovel V'Ochel Kachim La'erev. Now, what are you talking about? A minute ago you said that, well, when it comes to the din of Achila of the Pesach, then we're going to be Mekel, obviously because it's so Chomor, right? And there will be Mekel, and treat it only as the Yom of the Likud Atzamot, where he's Tovel, the Chevra Kadisha took care of the whole thing. So the din over there is that he's Tovel V'Ochel La'erev. But had it been a Yom HaKvura, it would have been us. And then you turn right around and say, and actually, either if it would have been the Yom HaKvura or the Yom of Likud HaTzamot, it would have actually been exactly the same. Then he would have been allowed to be Tevel and eat Kachar Be'erev. So will you make up your mind? Haguf HaKash, I don't understand. You say first, Yom Shmua Ki Yom Kvura for Shiva V'Shleishim, but when it comes to Achilat Korban Pesach, you said, we give it a din of the Yom Likud HaTzamot. Now, what does that tell you? That had it actually been the Yom HaKvura, not a Yom of Shmua Rechoka, and had we compared this halacha to the din of the Aninus Laila after the Yom HaKvura, what would have been the halacha? That it would have been us. That's clearly the implication. So then Yom Kvura, even after the nightfall, it would have been us to eat. Afilu le'erev nami, lo achil. Isn't that clear? Lo achil. And then you turn around and you say that nonetheless, either Yom HaKvura or the Yom HaLikud, he is Eichel. So make up your mind. Omar Rav Chista, you're right. There's no way that this could possibly be going according to the same Tana. It's got to be that there's two different shitas that are referred to over here, and it's a machloket tanoim. Otherwise, it makes absolutely no sense. Rabba Baravuna Omar. That's very difficult to say. In mid-sentence, we change the shita? Who's going to accept such a thing? I say, it's very simple. Lokash. Kanshe shamash mua al meto samuch lishkiyat hachama. It depends, actually, when this happens. So if we're talking about shamash mua, or, and we're saying yechadzeh v'yechadzeh, meaning Yom Kvura or Yom Likud. So if the shmia rechoka, or the likud atzamot we're talking about, is at one point over here, where it's referring to the case of Somuch L'Shkiyat HaChama, and one is talking about L'Achar Shkiyat HaChama. So therefore, there must be that once, obviously this is the exact same issue that we had with Rava, what would be the difference before Shkiyat HaChama and L'Achar Shkiyat HaChama? So in other words, where we say, whether it's the Yom HaKvura, even if it's the Yom HaKvura, you would be able to eat any kosher. And I mean, koshken, you could eat your Korban Pesach. That's where it was before Shkiyat HaChama. So then, that would mean that night, that we say, that night would be the Laila after the Yom HaKvura. The Laila after the Yom HaShmua. Or, that would mean that Yom HaKvura, as opposed to Yom HaMita, is Bichlal, not Chal, on the dinner of the night. So it would not have any implication, even mid-rabbana. And therefore, if we're talking about over, that would mean Yom Kippur. If we're talking about over here, Yom Shmua, which is compared to the Yom Likud HaTzamot, for sure, it's not going to have any implication for the nighttime. But when it talked about Achilat Kodshim, that then we're going to compare it to Yom Likud HaTzamot, but had it been Yom HaKfurah, obviously it would have been us, and that was our contradiction. That's absolutely true. That over there, even though it is Dirabona, the whole din of Aninus of Yom HaKfurah is Dirabona, they would be machmer on it, and that would be worse than Yom HaShemua, and then it would be usur for the Karban Pesach. Mashen Ken, if it was the Yom of the Likud Atzamot, they did not usur the Pesach. They only usured other kachim. And therefore, we would have to wait until the nighttime. So when it says, Achilas, it says the word, L'Achilas Pesachim. What's that mean? Achilas Pesachim, the Yom Shmuas Ki Yom Likud Vatzomais, is talking about Achilas, the Korban Pesach, is specifically the Korban Pesach. So Mamela, in that case, even if, obviously a goy would have to do it, but even if the Likud, the Tzoram, was done Li'achar, so in other words, it was at nighttime, it was Yontav itself, there they didn't answer it, even though that is still considered to be the very day of the Yom HaKfurah, because it's that night. It's not the night afterward.
It's the night of.
That's the difference. Now, the question is, if it's Li'achar Shkiyat HaChama, then obviously, if it's after Shkiyah, he had already brought his Korban Pesach. So what are you telling me? That if it was the night, then there would be the question of mottering the Korban Pesach, but not other kachim. Because during the nighttime, it's really the equivalent of the same day. It's not the night after. It's not a function of night or day. It's a function of this next day. So that night is the next day, which would have been also mid-rabbana. But in this case, it's also because it's the day, even though it's the nighttime outside, because Goyim did the Likud HaTzamot. So now the question is, you want to be matir only that which is in Isser Karas. Excuse me? He already brought his carbon. Why are we being matir him to eat? It's meaningless for him to eat. Ella asked the Gemara, so don't you have to ask on this? La'achash kiata kama? Ma'ida havi havi? Ella shumamina, that this is exactly what Rabba Bar Ravuna was saying. Ella shumamina achilat psachim ma'akva. And it was according to that, because this boils down to the same thing that Rava said, don't you see? Rava said the contradiction in Rabbi Shimon between an einein eating Pesach or an einein bringing a Pesach is not a contradiction, because bringing is usur and eating is mutter. So we said, but why would there be any difference in eating? You don't need to eat at all. And we said, no, by Pesach you do need to eat. And otherwise it'll ruin the Karban Pesach. We come to an equivalent contradiction here in this braita, where there's, first of all, what appears to be a distinction being made between Yom HaShmua Rechokah, Yom Likut Atzamot, and a Yom Kvurah, where the Yom Kippurah would have answered the night. And then you turn around and say that actually Yom Kippurah is exactly the same. That it's also mutter at night. I don't understand. How could it be the same? If you're not ready to say that it's a machlokas tanoim between the Reish and the Sefer, which is obviously the last thing that we'd like to say, the only difference would be is that if one is talking about where the nighttime itself was the actual time of the Likud HaTzamos and so on. And one is talking about during the day. If it was during the day, then Ein Achinami, we will not answer the nighttime. No. No, but if he doesn't eat, then he won't be Yotzei his Korban Pesach. Yeah, correct. Yeah, we'll see. We're going to get to the Aloch of Achiva. Okay, now, this seems to prove that Rava was correct. Rav Ashi says, what seems to prove? You jump to a conclusion that Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh has got to mean whether it's the Yom HaKfurah or whether it's the Yom Likud HaTzamos. That's the source of the whole problem, right? So why can't Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh be referring to Echad Yom HaShmua Ve'Echad Yom Likud HaTzamos? Why does it have to be the Yom HaKfurah? That would be the difference. Which, says the Gemara, is obviously garbage. Vahadar Ravashi, if either Baruta is garbage or Baduta, somebody made this up because an intelligent person would never have said an answer like that. I mean, you don't use the words Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh about something that you're talking about unless you're hopelessly pompous. Right? Whoever says such a thing? And whether we deal with that or this. You say, and both. Right? So it should have said Vizeh Vizeh, not Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh. So if you're saying Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh can't be referring to the two two things that I just mentioned and say, and both this one and that one, you would simply say, and both are usur, both are mutter. And therefore, Rav Ashi is absolute. I mean, we didn't even consider that because it was so absurd in the first place. We took for granted that when it said echadzeh, echadzeh, it can't be referred to the aforementioned, which we're right in the middle of talking about, the Yom Shmu and the Yom Likarat Somais. It's got to be referring to, and whether we would be dealing with the Yom HaKvura or whether the Yom Likarat Somais, both of them would have this impact on the, would have no impact on the night after. Obviously, this kid can't be taken seriously. Okay, now, you suggested it's a machloka tanoim, according to Rav Chisda, correct? According to one man, the Omar, Rav Chisda was saying, the first text that we had over here, according to one man, the Omar, Yom HaKvura does not aser, and he eats Kachim L'Erev. According to the other, Yom Kvura would definitely ask, and only Lagabe, the Karman Pesach, we give the din to be the equivalent of Yom Likudat Somais and not Yom HaKvura. All right, so now, where do we find such a machlok? Tanya. Ad matai mitonein alav. What is the shiur of aninut? Kol hayom. The shiur of aninut, not to be able to eat kachim, is the entire day, which implies, and only the day. Not a problem at night. Rebbe says, no. Kol zman shalonigba. It means that the entire day up to the point of the kvura. This is what we think now. But the moment after the kvura, he no longer has a din of aninut. Now, it can't really mean that. But my asking, are we talking about the day of death? I mean, ilay me biyom hamitah. What? You're telling me that somebody holds that the day of death is not a din of aninut the entire day? And that after the kvura, at that point, he's no longer an onin and he can eat the kachim? That violates a pasuk that we based all aloha on. Are we talking about yom hamitah mi'ikah? That is tafis leilo, at least midrabon. First of all, it doesn't make sense because we never found anybody who said the night after. I mean, the Tanakhama doesn't make sense. The night after is mutter on Yom HaMitah. The most that we entertained was that the Yom HaKvura is mutter le'achar leilo. Fine. And furthermore, it's completely mad what Rebbe doesn't hold the pasuk. Rebbe says, kozman shalom nikbar, but meaning what? That if the Kvura had already taken place, there's no longer din of aninut. But is that true? Hakavro Yishtarela Miika Mandaletle the Posik Vaachritak Yom Mar, that death is a bitter day, Yom. It's an entire day. Omer of Sheshes. Therefore, says Rav Sheshes, the Machlokas Rebbe Nerabonin obviously is not referring to Ananinus of the Yom HaMitah. The Yom HaMitah was the day before. The funeral was not on the same day. Now we're talking about Ananinus that is only Derabonin. Comes along about Chlokas Tanakama and Rebbe, is the Aninus going to affect the entire day, or will it affect only up to the Zman HaKvura? This is what we think it means. Matkif Leir of Yosef Elohadik Tani Hashomea Almeto Kimalakit Atzamot. Now, remember, we just learned somebody hears a Shmua Krova, Betok Shloshim Yom. It has the din of a Malakit Atzamot, which is that he's Tovel Vochel Kachim Le'era. All right, now, had it been, and this was the whole deal we just made, had it been the Yom HaKvura and not the Yom HaDin, the din of Likarat Samais, what would have been halacha? That a Yom HaKvura, even Le'erev, he wouldn't have been able to be Yochel B'Kachim, which means that Aninus Laila is Usr, even on the Yom HaKvura. And you're saying over here that no, nobody holds that it's Usr, because we refer to Yom HaKvura. No, so how do you explain the Braita? Afilu Le'erev Nami Lo'ach, according to you, who says this? Homani? Not Rebbe? For sure not Rebbe. Rebbe said even during the day you'd even be able to eat. It's only up to the Kvura. The Tanakhama said, well, at least the whole day. Kol Hayom. So and now you're telling me that there is no din of Aninus Laila Bichlal on a Yom HaKvura. Nonsense. Therefore, the only way to explain this is Elataritz. This is the Machlokas. Ad matai mit onanim alav. Kol oto hayom, meaning the entire 24, the lelo imo means. That day in a kachim sense. The night follows the day in a kachim sense, right? So kol oto hayom, like frachilas chatas, the next lila too. Comes along ready to say, kol zeman shalo nikvar. That actually, what Rebbe was coming to say, this is the entire period that he wasn't kavur, says Rebbe. But if they had been kavur him in the day, then the night would have been mutter. That's the point. So Rebbe was saying that obviously biyom, the entire day is usur, but if he had been nikbar already by the nighttime, then the nighttime is not usur. So the one man, the Amar, holds Leila is Mutter on Yom HaKfura. The Tanakama holds Leila is Osir on Yom HaKfura. And the Braita that we just had, that said that the Gabi Achilas Pesach, it doesn't have a din, a Shmua Kreva doesn't have a din of Yom HaKfura, which would have Osir'd the next night. It's going a Liba to Tanakama, who holds it the next night, is Osir, even though the Aninus was only on the Yom HaKfura. So they said over Rabbi Yosef's Maimer, Amrua Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he said, I can't believe a great man like Rabbi Yosef should say such nonsense. Gavra Rabbik Rabbi Yosef Lemahachi. You're telling me that Rebbe is Lakula? That's how you understood this? That the Tanakhama was saying the night is definitely Usher, and Rebbe is saying the night is only Usher if he hadn't been Kavur, but if he was Kavur, the night after is Mutter. So in other words, Rebbe is Lakula. So what do you do with the fact that in the Braita it's quite clear that Rebbe is Lachumra? Because Vatanya, Ad Matai Mitonein Alav, Kol Zman She'eno Nikbar Afilu Mikan Ve'ad Asar Yomim. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe was coming to add. Rebbe was coming to say, not, well, it's only if it hadn't been Kavur, but otherwise the night would be Mutter. Rebbe is saying it's not even a function of today. He could be at Onan for 10 days if the Kavur hadn't taken place yet. He can't eat Kachem at any point during that time. So Rebbe was not coming to discuss a Kula of the Yom HaLayla Achra Yom HaKvura. He was coming to discuss a Chumra that as long as the Kavur hasn't taken place, he's always going to be us. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, the din of us, Isra of an Einain is only Otar Yom Bilvad. Yes, including Laila, but that's not the point. Elotariz Hachi. Maybe the point is the opposite, you see, that the Tanakhama holds that indeed there is no din of Aninus Laila. So therefore they're saying, Ad Matayum Mitonein Alav, only Kol Otar Yom. Lekula, the opposite of the way you were learning. Kol Otar Yom without the Laila Achara. Whereas Rebbe is saying, Koz Man Shelo Nikbar, it's exactly the same halacha. It's always Tofes Leila Ima. And he'll always be usher the following night when the Kfura takes place. Amrua Rabbanan, Kameda Rava. So the Rabbanan said this over in front of Rava and he responded, Omar, Miraka Omar Rebbe, Yom Kfura Tofes Leila Mir Rabbanan. Let me ask you guys something. I'm going to prove to you that this can't work. Because wherever the Rabbanan make a Gezerah, they pattern it on the Deoraita, right? Okay, so now if you're telling me that according to Rebbe, the next night is definitely Asr, even on a Yom HaKfura, okay, then that would mean that on the Deoraita, namely the Yom HaMitah, that there has to be a Leila Imay Deoraita. Therefore, in the Rabbanan extension of the Deoraita, where we gave the din of the Yom HaKfura the equivalent of the Yom HaMitah, we also gave Leilo Imo to be the equivalent of a Yom HaMitah, Mid Rabbanan. But all of that would only work if Rebbe holds that Aninot Laila of the Yom HaMitah is Deoraita, so then we would have a model. But if there never was a model that Yom HaMitah would be Deoraita Leilo Imo, does it make sense to say that the Rabbanan would be more machmir than the Deoraita? The Torah did not see fit to make a din of aninut on the nighttime following the death. And the Rabbanan who create a new din of aninus for Kvura without death, which the Torah never accepted, are saying, and we go even further than the Torah, that the Rabbanan day extends all the way the following night. No, that doesn't make sense. Now, if I can prove to you that Rebbe does not hold that there is a Deoraita model for the Yom HaMitah having Leilo Usher, then your whole argument falls apart. And I am about to prove that to you.
When he says Shem Nikvar Afilu Mikan Basar Yomim,
yeah,
doesn't that include the Leilo?
Yes, but it includes Leilo afterwards also.
As Deoraita?
No, we're talking about the Yom HaKfura, as the Rabbanan.
I understand, but Rebbe just said...
Yes, but in a Deoraita, it would be Usher.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you that he doesn't hold that. We're talking about over here the Rabbanan, and therefore your interpretation is absurd. He can't hold that the Rabbanan created something that was more chomer than the Torah ever thought of. It would just pattern on something that the Torah had thought of, right? Okay, so now I'm going to prove to you that Rebbe doesn't hold that. Therefore, I say to you, Mida Ka'amar Rebbe, according to you, since Rebbe is holding that Yom HaKfura is Tofes Leilo Mid Rabbanan, then obviously Yom HaMitah he must hold is Tofes Leilo Mid Yoraita, and served as the model for this tikkun. Yeah, except that that's not true, you see. V'sava Rebbe Aninut Laila Deoraita? He doesn't hold that. V'atanya, Aaron HaKohen says to Moshe. So when Moshe says, well, what happened? How did you burn the Rosh Chodesh, Soyla Rosh Chodesh? What's wrong with you guys? So Aaron says, Hein Hayom, he says, what? Hayom Hikrivu Et Chatatam Vetolatam Lefnei Hashem. So that is another implication. Hayom. What is it saying? Hayom. Hayom, meaning in current circumstances, it is indeed the case. That is, ani hayom asur, and balayla I would be mutter to eat it. But if it wouldn't be hayom, it would have been asur bein bayom, bein balayla, because these special karbanas of the miluim have a unique situation because there's only one set of kayanim, all of the same family, who will all be affected by aninos. So whether it's me or whether it's Elazar v'Itamar, who's going to eat it? So hayom, meaning it, during these periods of the miluim, somebody has to eat it at night. Fine. So then we won't asr it belayla. But l'deres, if there's someone available to eat who's not a member of the same family, so then I wouldn't eat even belayla. So bein bayom, bein belayla, asr divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there's a remez here that Aaron is pointing out to Moshe that aninos belayla. And this was, remember that the whole issue over there was that it couldn't be eaten during the day. But it was going to be eaten at night. Because if it wasn't going to be eaten at night, you see, then anyway we would have been seraphim. So what's Moshe all hot under the collar about? But if Aaron is saying, look, we intended to eat it, but the fact is that during the day it couldn't be eaten, which would have been the normal time to eat it, because the Yisra of Aninos, because we're talking about the Yisra of Rosh Chodesh after all. So we were going to eat it at night, and it became Tameh. So obviously you're concerned with, why didn't you wait? Okay, so I'm telling you something happened to it because we waited. You don't normally don't leave it lying around that something could touch it, it'll be Metameh. But obviously both Moshe and Aaron took for granted that Hayom, in these circumstances, I would have eaten it at night. I'm not arguing with you about that. So don't think that I'm an idiot and the reason it was burned is because nobody was allowed to eat it. I also understood that there was a chiyuv to eat it at night. And I'm being meramis to you that I'm aware of the fact of the distinction of the din of the miluim and the din of the deris. Fine. So all of that is included in that one word, ayom. That's how Rebbe Yehuda understands the conversation. You can imagine what the Goyish Bible commentators have to do. What the heck does that mean? Anyway, but Rebbe says, that's not the point, because Aninut Laila would not have been a problem even if there wasn't anybody. There were other people, rather, to eat it. Aninut Laila is not Midivrei Torah. Now listen, this is Rebbe. Aninut Laila in Midivrei Torah, let me Midivrei Seferim. Now how do you tell me without a model that when the Rabbana went ahead and created a din of Aninas of the Yom HaKfura, that they said the Laila is usher?
More than the Diraita.
Says the Gemara, well, what's the problem? We do often find that the Rabbanan, in order to be Mekayim, the strength of this idea that they're Mechadish of Kvura, create an emotional context for the Kvura that indeed is greater than having a stripped-down relationship to a strictly speaking response to death. Okay? We find such cases very often, where if there hadn't been this additional tikkun, I mean, the truth is, this is a little bit, as Tosis points out, a borrowed terminology. Because it's not that they were more machra on themselves than the Torah, because they ended up creating the din of Aninus Laila on the Torah's din too. Sometimes they're literally more machra. But nonetheless, it's true, more than the Torah was initially machra on what she said, we are machmer on what we said, in that sense. But obviously, we took the takana of Aninus Laila and applied it also to the diraisa of Yom HaMitah. So it's a little bit, normally, Tosis points out, normally it means that it ended up more chomer. Here it doesn't end up more chomer, but it means that the initial sense of it is more chomer. Rav Mori Omar, lo kasha kan shemet lo mei pi arba asa v'kavro bi arba asa. So meit lo meit biarbaasa v'kavro barbaasa. That's yom hamitah. That's tofis leilu midoraita and no korban pesach. But meit lo meit b'shloshasa v'kavro biarbaasa. That's yom kvura. That's only derabbanan. Yom kvura indeed is eilo tofis leilo. There it wouldn't be tofis leilo elam rabba. Normally, Rav Asher, Rav Mori, Elohadik Tani Omar Lo Rabbi Shimon, Teda Sherei Amru Onei Tov Avochel Pischo Avlo Kachim. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda should look at him like he's crazy. He should say to him, "What? Kamino Chana Yom Amita, which is the Araita, which you agreed to, and you bring me an example of Yom Akvura, which is the Rabbanan, to prove that an Onein can bring a Pesach, and therefore you say to me, and that's only the Rabbanan, as if I didn't agree." Kasha. Abai Omar, look, the whole thing is not a problem. There's no stira. So at that point, lo ichzil pesach. So once the aninus is chal on him, then obviously it doesn't disappear. Acher chatzot, we're already with ichzil pesach. So no chayal le aninus. Now you'll say, where do I come up with such a thing? Minot teber the shani le ben kodem chatzot ben lacher chatzot for the following. At the same din seems to appear in the halachas of tumah. Tetanya lo yitama mitzvah. And it was actually a Maisi Shahaya by Yosef HaKohen. Shemitai Ishto Berav HaPesach V'lo Ratza Litabed. V'nimno Echav HaKohenim V'timu Bal Korcho. Now, I ask you, is it not a direct contradiction to the other Braita of La'achoto Matavud Lomar Haresh Alach Lishchot Et Pischo V'lamulot Beno V'shama Shabet Lomet Yocho Yitameh Amrit lo yitame. Of course, Yochel k'shem shelo yitame l'achoto. Oh, this is an aside as far as I'm concerned right now. Yochel shelo k'shem shelo yitame l'achoto k'achen mitame l'met mitzvah. Tavod lomar ulachoto. L'achoto hu deino mitame. Avim mitame hu l'met mitzvah. Okay. How do you explain the fact lo yitame? And the other one it says yitame hu bal korcho. Elalav shma mina kodem katzot kan l'achot katzot, which is therefore true of aninut as well. Why not just say it's a machloket? Dil miliyol amim alcha idi vidi acher chatzot v'ha Rabbi Yishmael v'ha Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya la yitama reshut de Rabbi Yishmael. Fine. So according to him, enochinami. If it's a reshut, so then why in the world should I be deicher my korban pesach? Rabbi Akiva omer chova. Because even the ratio of the long braita about the nazir of the lo yitama, it's also Rabbi Akiva katanila. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer. See that? Nefesh, elo akrovim, meit, elo akrokim. Now, of course, in nazir it has the opposite, but that's not all that important. That means Hayakohen Unazir Limo mitzvah and Leachiv. Ah, because let's say Mayakohen Gono Vunazir. Lachiv mitzvah and Lachoto Matamaloma. Hare Shalak Lishchot et Pischova Lamulet Beno. And in addition to that, he was a Kohen Gadol and he was a Nazir and so on. Vishamashal Mate Lomet Yoko Yitama. Amrit lo yitama. Yoko kishem shen metame lachoto kachen metame lamet mitzvah. Tamud lomar lachoto. Lachoto lo yitama ve yitama lamet mitzvah. Rabba Amar. What's the problem? There's two different dinim over here. One is shiluach of the korban, and the other is the achila of the onen. You can't be mevi as an onen because he is a sholem. So you divide achar chatzot velo kasha. Kan kodem sheshachtu v'zorku alav. Kan liyachar sheshachtu v'zorku alav. So there's no problem of kishu shalem. Now the only issue is the achila. Omerle revada bar matan l'rabba. What are you talking about? Achar sheshachtu v'zorku etomo. So you're already yotze. Ma'ad ava ave. Omerle revina. Not when it comes to korban pesach. Achila psachim is ma'akva. Mida rabba baravuna. Yes, yes, says rabba. Sayet ma'ad kamar l'charabcha. Anyway, my the Rabba Baravuna, to Tanya, Yom Shmua ki Yom Kvura vis-a-vis the mitzvah Shiveh V'Shloshim. When it comes to the din of Achilles Psachim, then it's ki Yom Likut Atzamot. And, Echad Zev Echad Zev, Tovel V'Yochel B'Kotshim La'erev. Now, I mean, Aguf Akasha. You say that the din is Yom Shmua is actually ki Yom Kvura only for Shiveh V'Shloshim. But don't think it's kiyom kvura for achila psachim. There were mekel. It's only kalikud atzomas. But if it would have been kiyom kvura, it would have been usher, even there. And then you turn right around and say, and of course, either the yom kvura or this tayv avolcha b'kachim. You just said he's not tayv avolcha b'kachim. Om Rav Chista, look, it's got to be a machlokes tanoi. Later we'll ask which machlokes tanoi. Rabba Baravuna Amar, and this is my raya. That Rabba Baravuna clearly is talking about a mitzvah of eating the Pesach, which is ma'akev. Lo kasha. Kan shishama shmu'a al meito samuch lishkiat hachama. Vekan shelituat samot the atzamot samuch lishkiat hachama. Vekan shemet lo meit vekavro samuch lishkiat hachama. Vekan shekavro lach, obviously, ayadei goyim, liach lishkiat hachama. And therefore, liach lishkiat hachama is the day of the kvura. Liach lishkiat hachama. That's what we're talking about. In other words, he already brought his Korban Pesach. So then why are we talking about being Matir Achila? Ela Shema Mina Achila Pesachim is Mi'akva. Ravashi Omar, how do you know that Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, the contradiction, is referring to the Yom HaKvura? Maybe Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh means Echad Yom HaShmua Ve'Echad Yom HaLikud HaTzomos Teva Ve'Ocha Bekoshim La'arev. Which is ridiculous, and other Ravashi is obviously absurd. And it's Badutehi. I mean, if that's what we're talking about, Allah Kai, what do you say? Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh? You say both. Zeh Ve'Zeh. Ela Shema Mina Badutehi. Now, you say that it's a machlokas tanoim, Rav Chista. Which machlokas tanoim precisely? Titania. Ad matai mitonin alav kol hayom. Rabbi Omer, only kozman shelo nikba. That's what we think it means anyway. So, but my asking him, ilema b'yom ha-mita, what? You're telling me that the laila after the yom mita, kol hayom and only kol hayom, and yom mita is not tofis leilo, mi yikamanta letla yom mita tofis leilo, lismin rabbono. And furthermore, Rebbe says, goes manshalo nikbar. But what? After the kvur it's mutter, who mi yikamanta letla vachrita ki yom mar? Amr of Sheshes, you're right. It's got to be referred to the Yom HaKvura in a case where the death was the day before. Matkifla Rav Yosef. Hello, Adik Tani HaShomea Al Meitokim Alakit Atzamot. Meaning that it's Tovavach Karchim La'erev. Does that not say very clear to you that the Yom HaKvura would be also Afilu Erev Namilochel? According to you, nobody owns this. Yom HaKvura Belaila. The question is only, is from the middle of the day after the Kvura Mutter, only up until the end of the day. But nobody holds the Yom HaKvura's Osir, according to the way you're explaining it, which is absurd. Ella, the only real way to explain it, is treats Ad Matay Medonanim Kol Oto Ayom, meaning obviously Leilo as well. Whereas Rebbe is saying that would only be because Man Shelo Nikbar. But if he had been Nikbar, then the Laila is not Osir. Amru HaKameda Rebbe Yirmiya. Omar Gavin Rabbik of Yosef Lema Alchi. What, do you really think Lema the Rebbe Lakula? Vatanya Ad Matay Medonena Lav Kozman Shalom Nikbar Afil Mikan Ad Asara Yomim Divrei Rebbe. So he's being Machmir the Chachomim Omri Meno Mitanin Lav Oto Ayom Bilvad. The way to understand the Machlokas is like this. Ad Matay Medonena Lav Koloto Ayom Bolo Leilo. And Rebbe is saying Kozman Shalom Nikbar. But even if he's Nikbar, there would still be a din of Tofes Leilo. That would be the point. So Omru Rabbanon Kameda Rava. And Rava responded, Omar, Midik Omar Rabbi, Yom HaKvura Tofes Leilo Mi Rabbanon. You'd be implying that Nichlal de Yom Mita Tofes Leilo Mi Oraita. But that's not true according to Rabbi. V'sava Rabbi Aninu's Laila de Oraita. Vatanya ein ayom, meaning ani hayom, because it's the miluim, and we're all one family, is aser, but Lila's mutter, but ledorot, bein biyom, bein belaila would be aser, says Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that aninus laila of the yom amita is the oraita. But Rabbi Omer, nah, aninus laila's not midivri Torah, it's midivri sarfin. And it wasn't because it was the miluim. Well, that's not a problem. Could be. Lo'olam d'rabbanani. V'chachamim asu chizuk l'divrei miyater mishal Torah. Lo nora.
The following is the draft from the previous half yearly cycle.
We know that.
See, we're holding on that Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Let's review what has happened to us. We ran into a problem. Our problem was initially
that the Mishnah over here tells us that ain't a chelik lechol. Someone is meaning, so he doesn't get a chelik. He's mashma that he's oichel at the night, but he just doesn't get a chelik. And that was a very big problem from the Mishnah Sochi. So over there, it's mashma that the only thing that one can eat at night is the carbon pesach, but not any other kachim. So the Gemara wanted to make an afkamina between kachim at the Meir of Pesach. We're over there, once we're being matra and this Laila, we're being matra for all of kachim, that's one possibility. The other thing that we said was that there's an afkamina between the Leil of an Einein, where the din of the Yoyna Einein is the Arise, namely it's the Yom Hanisa, or an Einein on the Yom HaKvura. The Yom HaKvura was after the Yom HaNisa. And over there it's not Tophis Leila. Now, that led us, and here's where we got into trouble, that led us into the question of the Machlokes about who holds Anirus Leila is Midrabah. And the Gemara timed initially that it's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who holds, I'm not like Rabbi Yehuda, but Anirus Leila is not Midibrei Torah. He says, my raya is the fact that, and it's important to remember this, it's going to be in the Yetzirah. My raya is from the fact that an Einein is allowed to eat his carbon pesach at night, as in Shaleh his carbon, which is clearly, if it would be a deraisa, how could he eat his carbon pesach at night? It's got to be, therefore, that it's only a derabbanan, and that because of that, the derabbanan were matir that case, because after all, the Achilas carbon pesach is an asesh for chorus, so the Mela, they view that as being very common. No, they're put the Rabbana. Yes, the Rabbana will remind me to pray him in that law. So far, so good. Except for the problem that then there turned out to be a spear in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who dashed from the word shlomi, that a person can only bring a carbon, bring shaleach, Rabbi Nesav, kishahu shalem. And he mentions over there the Farish had a carbon pesach is the same thing. He cannot eat his carbon pesach. Apparently, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon will have to say that he cannot eat carbon pesach balayas. How could Rabbi Shimon contradict himself? Here he brings a raya that I mean, if Lila is going to draw abundant from the fact that he can eat his carbon pesach, and then he goes down in a bright and he says, brings the raya from a pesach, you can't eat a carbon pesach balayas and then. How do we explain that? So we had yesterday the first two approaches. We're going to have many different approaches. The first one was that, well, it's not a catch because he never really said Pesach. It was an accident. Pesach got thrown in into the list. Bechor, Mais, was ruined Pesach. But of course, Pesach is made that Rabbanon lo had me to debray him. But, okay, I mean, what are you going to do with that? Rav Sheshes, however, said that there's no din over here about Pesach. It's talking only about the shlomim that are brought in. Now, Pesach, they tell me that they still are like other shlomim. They're not given a special din just because they brought four Pesach. Now, those were the two approaches we had yesterday. Today, we're going to have additional approaches to answer the spirit of Rabbi Shimon on Rabbi Shimon. Rav Mori Omar, and that's where we're up to, is the bottom of Tzadik Tesam and Bez, right at the last three words. Rav Mori Omar. Rav Mori says there's no contradiction at all of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. Kan shemeis lo meis b'arba'asa v'kavro b'arba'asa. When did Rabbi Shimon say that an onen cannot bring a carbon pesach? That's talking about where the Yom HaMisa was actually that day, and therefore it's Yoykefes Laila indeed midiraisa, which is what he's trying to prove. The case, however, where he says, if he's onen, obviously it's not Yoykefes Laila. Midiraisa, that's talking about Shemes Lo Meis B'Shloshasa. Over there, the Misa was on the 13th, the Kfura was on the 14th. Since the din of Aninus on the Yom HaKfura is Durabonan, so over there, obviously, it can't be Tefes Leila Midiraisa. So therefore, it says when it comes to a case of Arba'asa, a name eats the carbon Pesach, that night because the Kippur was Bar Baza. So Yom Nisa indeed is Tevis Laylai Midyaraisa, which is why I learn not from Shlomim, Kishu Shalem maybe, Velo Kishu Onei. But the Yom Hakura is Midrabanan. So it's Enotel Fislaila, Midrabanan. Since it's only Tevis Laylai Midrabanan, therefore the Einain, they were not my Midibrayam, but Mokam Korts. Omale Ravashi Mori, Ravashi Tainath Mori, how in the world can you get away with such a crazy pet? You're forgetting what the whole point was. Remember, Rabbi Shimon brought the din that an Einain is able to eat his carbonis, Balayla, the Aminas Laila is only a Midrabanan. His raya was from the fact that the Einain is able to eat the carbon pesa. And therefore, he said, if it's a deraita, how would he be able to eat the carbon pesa? Now you're turning around and you're telling me, well, but that case was talking about where the Yom HaKvura only was the Aminas. The Yom Amis had been the day before. So what kind of crazy riot is it? He should have turned around and said, Rabbi Shimon, excuse me, Rabbi Shimon, something wrong with you? I'm talking about an Einan D'Araisa, and you bring me a riot from the case of an Einan D'Rabbana to tell me that he can eat at night. I mean, what's the matter with you? So clearly, Rabbi Shimon has to be talking about an Einan D'Araisa. How can you tell me that it's talking about a case of the Yom HaKvura? Let's see that inside. Amale Rav Asher Amari, Bela Hadik Tani. Wasn't the whole point? Is that Rabbi Shimon timed it to Rabbi Yehuda? Amale Rabbi Shimon, Kedah proves to you that Aninus Laila Zerites is Derabonon Shari Omru Onim Tovel. V'ochelet Pischol La'erev Avalo Bekachim. So you see that if he's able to eat it, it must be that it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were reminded to be brain, but welcome chorus. Name Alei Rabbi Yehuda should have said to Rabbi Shimon, excuse me? Kamina Lachana Yomisa Diorais. I'm talking about Amina Diorais, which I'm tiny, Yostapis Leila Diorais. You prove to me from a case where it's the Rabbanan that it's the Rabbanan. I mean, thank you very much. The Amatli, and then you turn around and you prove to me from Yom Kvura, which is the Rabbanan, then Anina's Laila is the Rabbanan. What are you talking about? Gosh, that is the problem. Rav Mori's approach doesn't seem to really satisfy the requirements of the Rav Shimon's own words. Abai Omar Lokash. Abai says, I have a different approach. My approach is that both cases indeed are talking about Yom HaMisa, and nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon holds Anina's Laila is only Drabonon. And the reason, however, that Rabbi Shimon is able to say Kishu Shalem maybe, and it's not Kedai to be maybe his carbon when he's an Einain, even though Balayla, it's only Drabonon. It's two different cases. Kan Shemes Kedem Chatzos. Kan Shemes Liacha Chatzos. It depends when the Aninos took place. Kodem Chatzos below Ichzi LePesach. Before Chatzos, anyway, the Chiyav of the Shechitas Korban Pesach was never chal on this person. Comes along now the Aninos, and it's chal on him first. Chayle Ale Aninos. Once the Aninos is chal, so the veil is chal, and we're doicha the Pesach until Pesach Sheni. That's all. Masha Enkin, if it was talking about after Chatzos, over there the Chiyav of Pesach was already chal on him. So there, lo chal al Aninus, over there, the Aninus is not chal on him to be doche him from sending his Korban Pesach. Once he sends his Korban Pesach, then already it makes sense to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach. Because, I mean, first of all, even assuming that Achilas Pesach is not ma'akib, but it's certainly, I mean, if we're not going to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach that night, chances are he's not going to send the Korban Pesach. Not to mention the fact that to be matir him and say, okay, go send your Korban Pesach, knowing full well that the Pesach will then be muto adari v'bizayit because of the Yisra of Aninus. Now, that the Rabbanan aren't going to do. So once there's a fee of Ayin that arises that the previous government has to have, over there the Rabbanan, we're not going to be minded Dibrahim in the case to tell him not to eat the garden Pesach at the night time. That he wouldn't have said. The reason that Rabbi Shimon said Pesach is not to be brought by Aninus is there, it's true, Midiraisa, but that's talking about where the Aninus was chal on him before the chiyuv of the carbon Pesach in Nafinami. Over there, Kishu Shalei maybe, but not Kisheino Shalei. It's very simple. Fine. But meanwhile, we still prove Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan, because how could he be allowed to eat the carbon Pesach that night? In a case where Midiraisa was chal on him the Aninus, even though he sent the carbon Pesach. He could have sent the carbon Pesach and not eaten it. You see, the Rabbanan held, we're not going to be minded Dvareinu in this case. So apparently it's only the Rabbanan. Or if I tell you, you're really in the middle of the month, you're quoting it. Now, if I had figured out how to have our cake and eat it, we should be talking about an Aninus Yom, which is the Arise. Mamela Rabbi Shimon would be able to prove to Rabbi Yehuda, you see clearly at night, it's only drop on him because he eats. Nonetheless, your Yotaina said, then why did Rabbi Shimon say, you don't send the carbon pad? No, there it's talking about there was a Nainan beforehand. That's the Arise. The Torah says a Nainan doesn't bring a carbon, period. Nothing to do with what he does at night. The other case, however, where at first he had to bring his carbon pesach, so the Aninus is in foul. Now the question is, but why does he eat? You shouldn't eat it, you could just bring it, because according to Abaye, it's not a problem. There, it's clearly, because the Rabbanan held, it's not going to be mine in front of him in such a case. Not nice. That's all. Not what we're going to
say. By Aninus, you don't say, I say,
Aninus. Why don't you have a carbon based up? Yeah. No, Aninus defines the suitability of the carbon. It's not fantastic anymore. You'd be right if carbon Pesach is only kosher to eat it. Then, of course, a bias reasoning breaks down. And we say, well, you have to eat it because it was called one of the key of the Pesach. But the whole point is that a bias doesn't hold it. A bias doesn't give it. You don't have to eat it. You can break it. So the eating of it is the Rabbanan, we're not.
And he seems to have the power to go to Ola.
And even says you're not willing for it.
There
are
other
businesses
as well. Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the concept of.
That's a different question. That's a different issue. Whether it's because of other elements that he's not fighting. He's not having any of it. But it's because he's being. He's Osek here in his Aninus. So the mayor's not
going to.
Yeah, but that's not because of the habit of the Aninus per se. Okay, so far we have four possible approaches now, right? We have the original approach that Pesach was just brought in accidentally. Then we have the second approach in which it doesn't mean a carbon Pesach, it means Shalme Pesach. Then we have Rav Mori's approach, that there's a difference between Yom Kippur and Yom Misa. And now we have Abaye's approach over here, and that there's a difference between Tainan Pesach and the Afra Pesach. Ask the Gemara mina Tamra to Shani Leibin Tenem Katsais bin the Acher Katsais. How do you know that Midiraisa there's really an Aftermina in before Katsais and after Katsais? Just because the Zman of the Shrita HaPesach is only at this point. How do you know that that's not viewed as a fiat? It's the same thing. Is this the time you can breathe? Ah, that I'll prove to you. To Tanya. Now look. What we're about to do requires you to be aware of the nature of this brisa in advance. So what I suggest is that we skip a couple of lines down, go down to the brisa itself so we can understand what it's referring to. And we'll start four lines up from the small lines, then we'll come back to here instead of driving you crazy to know in advance something that we haven't seen yet. Now, the Tanya, let's say the words over here, the Tanya. Lo yitamo rishus, divi Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva omer chova. Actually, I don't even need that. One line above this, the large lines. The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nefesh Elu HaKrovim. Now, what's happening over here is that we're talking about a Nazir, and it says in the Pasuk, Kol Yemei Aziro LaHashem, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo, Al Aviv, Al Imo, Al Achiv, Al Achoto. So we're talking about a Nazir who is not to be Metameh himself, even for a relative. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, like this, let's analyze this. It says Nefesh Meit. You could have just said, Al Nefesh Lo Yavo. I mean, I know a Nefesh is a name. It's an Al-Meit Lo Yavo. If it says Al-Nefesh Meit, it's clearly meant to be understood on two levels. So in other words, the first thing is Al-Nefesh Lo Yavo, meaning distant relatives. He's not allowed to be Metameh. Then Al-Meit is even on the closest relatives, okay? Now that includes everybody. Why? Stop that. Why then does he need to say La'aviv al-Imo? And so what's the point of that? You said Al-Nefesh Meit. Obviously, so La'aviv al-Imo. So therefore, we now are going to darsh in every one of those words. Okay? La'aviv. Mashba tafke la'aviv eino mitameh. But there is a place where a nazir would be mitameh. Who could be closer than his own father? A meis mitzvah. So if he's the only one who can do the kfura, even though he's a nazir, on his father he shouldn't be mitameh. But on a meis mitzvah he should be mitameh. Why do you add la'imo? Oh, that comes to tell me even if, besides being a Nazir, he was also a Kohen. So now he's a Kohen and a Nazir. Nonetheless, he can't be betaken to his mother because of the issue of the Nazir, right? But he's metame not to Le'imo, Talva metame lo meis mitzvah. Even though he has two levels of Kedusha now, he still has to be metame to a meis mitzvah. Then why does it say la'achid? Doesn't mean it. L'meis mitzvah, and besides that, you don't know yet that it's a mitzvah. Might be a rishus. That's part of the Gemara we're going to discuss. Now, when it says the next case, la'achid, why do I need to know la'achid? That adds, even if you were the Kohen Gadol. So now he's not only a Nazir, he's not only a Kohen, he's even a Kohen Gadol. So he has three levels of Kedusha on him. Nonetheless, Lachiv, he shouldn't be Metameh. Lachiv would be Metameh. Abba Metameh will make mitzvah. And what does La'achoto add? La'achoto adds, Matamadoma. Oh, suppose he was not only a Nazir, not only a Kohen, not only a Kohen Gadol, but he was even on his way to bring his Korban Pesach. Or to bemal his child, which would allow him to bring his Korban Pesach. Now he's going to be in a problem because he's going to be tamei and he won't be able to bring his Korban Pesach. So what should he do? B'Shabbat Shabbat Lo Meit Yoko Yitamei Amrit Lo Yitamei. No, he can't. He can't even be Metame in this case, but only Shem Shena Metame. Yochot Shem Shena Metame Lachor Lachoto, Kachan Metame Lo Meit Mitzvah, Talmud Lomar Lachoto Lo Yitame, Havi Yitame Lo Meit Mitzvah. So the Chiddush over here is, even if he has four different reasons not to be Metame, he's a Nozer, and he's a Kohen, he's a Kohen Gadol, this person's not related to him, he's on his way now to the Korban Pesach, and now he's going to be Mavatal of the Mitzvah Korban Pesach. He sees a Meis Mitzvah, doesn't matter what the reasons are, that he doesn't want to be Metame, he has to be Metame of the Meis Mitzvah. Okay. Why not? He has a haircut for 30 days. He's not a Melech. 30 days. Fine. So now, let's remember this brisa and go back now back up to where we were. How do we know that there's a nafkamina between before Chatzos and after Chatzos was the question that Abaye was asked to relate. He had to prove that he's right to assert that there's such a difference. Says Abaye, I'll prove it to you. Because it says in one brisa, Lo yitama yitame mitzvah, that a Kohen is mechuyev to be metame to his sister. This is a regular Kohen. to his wife. He says it's a regular curse. Lo ratza, and if he doesn't want to, mitamina to baal kocho, too bad. We force him to become tamei, and we'll push him into the Beit HaKvaros if necessary. He should stop pulling his hecher kedusha on us. So now, it was even a maisa. Maisa, the Yosef HaKohen, shemitai ishto be'erav ha-pesach v'lo ratza li tamei. There was a maisa with a certain Kohen whose wife died on Erev Pesach, and he didn't want to become tamei because he was going to lose his Korban Pesach. And the other Kohanim pushed him into the Beis HaKvaros, and they forced him to become tamei. Now, says Abaye, I ask you, how do you explain the following bright to them in light of that? V'ramini u'la'achoto ma talmud lomar. Now, this is quoting from our bright that we just learned. La'achoto ma talmud lomar. Hare sha'alak lishchot et tischo v'lo mulet b'no. You might think that he should be tamei, even though he's on his way to the Korban Pesach. Amrit lo yitamei, he should not become tamei. I just heard you say that la'achoto, he's not supposed to be mitamei himself. Why? Because he's on his way to Shepherd's Garden Pesach. But you just said that he's supposed to be mitamei in Baal Korcho. Force him to become tamei. Who cares if he's on his way to his Garden Pesach? Is that what you just said? So how do you explain these two brides? They contradict each other. One bride says, make a Kohen tamei, despite the fact that he's on his way to Shepherd's Garden Pesach. The other bride says, you might think you should make him tamei, even though he's on his way to check this Korban Pesach. No. Lo yitamei, he shouldn't make him tamei. Unless it's a mitzvah. I mean, that makes no sense. Obviously, the only way out of this contradiction, how am I? You're going to have to say, lachmanina, kankedim chatzes kamriyachah chatzes. It's obviously the bride that said that you have to go and be matame for Yosef HaKohen, that's talking about that before the Chaloi Sakhiyav of the Korban Pesach at Chatzos, he already was Meis Lo Meis, so he has to be matame. Whereas the other case, it says Lo Yitama, that's talking about he's on his way to Shechtes Korban Pesach now after Chatzos. Okay? Then he becomes an onin. Oh, over there. They were not going to be matamei and lo yitamei. That proves it, says the Bible, that there's got to be a difference. Otherwise, the two prices are hopelessly contradictory. Now, by the way, I'm sure that you are troubled with what troubles faces, which is how in the world can you prove from a case of a guy who is also a Gnosir, also a Kohen Gadol, and besides he's going to Shechtes Korban Pesach, that on that case we say lo yitamei. How does that prove that if he was only going to Shechtes Korban Pesach, we would have said to that man lo yitamei? I mean, you're bringing something that has nothing to do with it. We should say to Abaye, well, what are you talking about? The reason in the bride said lo yitamei is because he's not only going to Shechtes Korban Pesach, he's also a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. I mean, how are you going to tell me that every individual, even if he's not even a Kohen, I mean, you're saying Stam, a guy who's going to check the Korban Pesach, shouldn't become tamei from the lo yitamei that occurs in the parsha of the Nazir? What are you talking about? What does the parsha of the Nazir have to do with that? I mean, it's somewhat disturbing, isn't it? So Tosfos explains that there's two possibilities. I understand what the Gemara is doing over here. One, which is fascinating, is the only way to deal with the way that this brisa suddenly departs from norm. Look what it did in all of the cases. Look again at the brisa. It said, he's going, he's a Kohen, and he's a Nazir. Le'imo u'deinu mitamei. Avu mitamei olamei smitsa. Then la'achiv, even if he's a Kohen Gadol, la'achiv u'deinu mitamei. Avu mitamei olamei smitsa. So on and so forth, yeah? But when we get to the last case, Harei shalach l'shchot et yischor v'lo mula benovi shama shemet lo met. Over there, it doesn't say l'achuto inu mitamei. It says, yoko yitamei. You might think he should be mitamei. Amrit. No, say to yourself, lo yitamei. What do you mean, amrit lo yitamei? First of all, it's just a Talmud Lomar lo yitamei. Secondly, why are you bringing it up all of a sudden? You didn't say yokol and need to bring a raya first, lo yitamei. You took for granted that we understand. Le'afive no mitamei. Le'afive no mitamei. Abo mitamei. How come over here it says yokol yitamei, amrit lo yitamei? Therefore, it says the meaning of here, amrit lo yitamei, is that based on this case alone, forget about the lo yitamei and the pasuk. We understand that lo yitamei based on the Korban Pesach itself. Therefore, the li'achoto over here comes to tell me that additively, with that, in addition to the issue of lo yitamei in the pasuk, nonetheless, only li'achoto lo yitamei, but he should be matamei here. And that means that for Korban Pesach alone, the Brice is saying lo yitamei. And that explains the anomaly in the language in the case of Korban Pesach. Furthermore, Tosfos says, you'll also notice another anomaly. Because in the structure of the Braisa, what we did is we went from a reason to a more chomer reason. So we said, he's a Nazir and a Kohen, I understand. How about if he's also a Kohen Gadol? And then you add, and how about if he's also going to shech the Korban Pesach? If the Korban Pesach itself wouldn't be enough of a reason not to be Matamei, so how could you say, and what if he's not only a Kohen Gadol, but he's even going to shech the Korban Pesach? You should have started with the Korban Pesach, then built up the Kohen, then built up the Kohen Gadol, and then said it. So obviously, the Lashkut et Pischo is true in any circumstances, even stop for a person, that it would not be Deika Pesach, to be Kaver the Hizbeis. Okay, so two reasons why we have a right to be Madaik from here, that the Etzem Halacha of being Heilat Mishrei Des Pisrei is a reason not to be Mitameh, despite the fact that he's an Oni. So what are you going to say? It's an Afkamina between Kaver Pesach and the Yaka Pesach. That proves it says a bite.
Says you're going to a Brit. Going to
mow his son. Ay. The question is, what if it's a grandson?
Grandson, either or a great nephew.
Yeah, what if it's a great nephew?
Okay.
The case over here of the son is because the son is ma'akev the Korban Pesach too. Because if he has a child who's an oral.
You're right.
Yeah. Good. Says the Gemara, very cute of Aya, except for one problem. How do we know that the two brachos are being said aliba the same shita? It happens to be that there's a machlokas about whether there's a mitzvah for a kohen to be mitameh, or whether it's just a rishus for a kohen to be mitameh to a relative. Maybe that explains the difference in the brachos. Maybe the yelomei melachah yidividi akakatzes. Maybe there's an afkamina before katzes, akakatzes. Even if the Aninus is there from before, we would still say he could bring his Korban Pesach. The Nafka Mina is HaRabbi Yishmael VaRabbi Akiva. The Tanya Lo Yitama Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, he's never mechuyev to go and to be Kaver Ameis. So okay, so that explains why it says, okay, if he doesn't have to go and be Kaver Ameis, so why should he lose out now on his Korban Pesach because he's coming? Mashenkin, the other bride that says, they took Yosef HaKohen and they threw him into the Beit HaKvaros. That's going on with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that the din is lo yitameh is a cheva, he's mechuyev to be mitameh. In which case, there's no contradiction at all, so you don't have to have an answer. Says Abaye, no, none. Of course you can't say that. Lo talka daita. You can't say that the Braita that said that he should not be Matame is going Aliba to Rabbi Yishmael and not Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Because it happens to be that the Braita itself, the whole beginning of the brisa was said by Rabbi Akiva. That brisa, the one that said not to be Matana. So lo sakadaitach, says the Gemara. Because the reisha de'ayi, the beginning of the brisa that says you should not be Matana, begins with Rabbi Akiva saying it. Rabbi Akiva katanya lo, zetanya. Here we'll just review briefly the brisa. Rabbi Akiva omer, nefesh meit, nefesh is elo akrovim, meit elo harfokim, la'aviv, so la'aviv ain't a metameh. Avim metameh elo meit mitzvah. Why is it say le'imo? Harishaya kohen, what if he's also a kohen? Besides being a nazir. Therefore, it's coming to tell me, he meets a perfect stranger who's dead. Doesn't really mean him. Now, as a kohen, he shouldn't be tamei. As a nazir, he shouldn't be tamei. Why does it say le'imo? To tell me le'imo ne'im atamei. Avim atamei ola meit mitzvah. Le'achiv, why does it say? Shimaya kohen gadol, and he's a nazir. It's dafke le'achiv ne'im atamei. Avim atamei ola meit mitzvah. La'akotel, not tamei dorma. What if he's also halak mishka v'stischa? L'amud ha benov. V'shom ha'shem et lo meit. Yoko yitamei. Hamid lo yitamei. Yoko k'shem sheno mitamei la'akotel. Kach eno mitamei le'meit mitzvah. Tamu domav la'akoto. La'akoto hudu lo yitamei. Aba yitamei le'meit mitzvah. Okay, so now we have Abaya's explanation. It stands. Rabbi Shimon does not have a problem. There's an afkamina between Kerem Chatzis and Marcha Chatzis. Legabe Tuma, in which case there's also an afkamina Legabe Anis. Legabe Bidei Anis. Rav Amar, Rav says, I'll tell you, I have a fifth approach to why Rabbi Shimon is not a contradiction to himself. Idi vidi acher chatzis. I say forget about this nafkamina. Even if he had died liacher chatzis, then Rabbi Shimon would have said he should not bring his carbon pesach because it's a shlamim. Shlamim means he has to be shlamim. If he's not shlamim, he can't bring the carbon pesach. I don't see that Abaya is right in saying that for some reason, since the chiyav is chal, from the mele, he's a shlamim. The chiyav might have been chal, and now there's nothing he can do about it. He's not shlamim. And now there's a shlamim, he can't be shlamim of his carbon.
That's fascinating idea.
It sure is. It sure is. And when we say broken, he's broken. He's not shlamim, he's broken. So now, nonetheless, I say it's not a problem. Kan, kredim sheshachta v'zarko alav. Kan liyachta sheshachta v'zarko. It's very simple. The case where he's allowed to eat is where we already did the maitza of the shechita and the zrika on him. So he already brought his karvan. If he already brought his karvan, so then he can eat at the night time. But if he didn't bring his karvan, then he shouldn't bring his karvan. Because he's not shalem, and that Rabbi Shimon is perfectly consistent. So what's your problem, the clock? Omele Ravadava Matva, Rava, I don't get it. If he already brought his carbon, so then who cares? Then he already was Yotze Yitzchiyav. So my Dada Ava, he was Yotze Yitzchiyav Pesach. So why now would his mitzvah vachila be Deicha Aninus any different than any other kachim? All kachim is a mitzvah to eat. And Pesach was a mitzvah to eat. Other kachim were saying he's not allowed to eat. So why is he allowed to eat his carbon pesach? I understand the way that, that Abaya dealt with that issue was brilliant. Because Abaya was saying, since we have to be matur him to bring his carbon pesach up front, if we're not going to be matur him to eat the carbon pesach, I would have to bring the carbon pesach and let the butcher rot. Besides which, he won't do it. He's not going to bring his carbon pesach knowing that he can't eat it. But the way you're learning, he already brought the carbon pesach. So what do we have to be matur the Aninus Lila for? Let's tell him, listen, sir, you were Yitzchak. Unfortunately, you became an Aninus. We have an issue of Aninus Lila, and we're very sorry. Like all kachim, you're not allowed to eat. That's all. Oh, and indeed, the way that Abai was learning that Achivas Kormos was not Ma'akid, this is a fatal problem in Rav. However, the answer, of course, is self-evident. What Rava will turn around and say, in this case Ravina says it for him, Omerle Ravina, because Achivas Pesachim is Ma'akev. You can't say, well, he was already Yotzei. If he doesn't eat the carbon pesach, he's not going to be Yotzei. Now this, in fact, is a machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and Rambam. And Rashi learns that the discussion over here is a continuation of that machlokas. Taisa says, no, it has nothing to do with that machlokas. Because why doesn't the Gemara say that it's dependent on the machlokas? I mean, but it sort of takes for granted that it's true without bringing up that it's a machlokas. Therefore, Tainus Taisus, even if you hold, like the Mount Yomer who says, that Achilas Pesachim is not Mahadim, but you need, even according to him, that he should be Shayach to Achilas Pesachim, if he's also an Achilas Pesachim, then everybody is made that the Achilas Pesachim is Mahadim. That's the Agavah's royal Achilas, that's for sure. So Mamela, what Ravina was saying, Achilas Pesachim is Mahadim according to everybody. And that's Bita Rabba Bar Rabuna, as we'll see in a moment, that's clearly based on what Rabba Bar Rabuna said. That's the implication of what he said. Omar Lay, and so, now Ravina said it, but Rabba turned around and said to Ravada Bar Matna, you see, my friend, Sayyid Maitika Amalacho Rabba. Pay good attention to what your Rebbe just told you, because what he told you is absolutely true. And stop asking me questions. Do your homework. By the Rabba Bar Avuna, what was Ravina referring to when he said it's obvious from Rabba Bar Avuna that the din of Achilas Pesach is Ma'akev, the Tanya? Okay, now we're starting on a new issue over here. And It brings up now new halachas, which requires new concentration. New levels of concentration. New joy in concentration. Right, but he can. Then it'll be ma'akid, you know. That's a separate issue. One of them again. Okay. What it says in a brisa is like this. In fact, before we read this brisa, let us recognize that there are four levels, actually, that relate to the dinim of Avelis, and some of them relate to Avelis. What we saw already was Yom Misa. Yom Misa is definitely a brisa of a field of Avelis. There's also Yom Kura. That we saw as Drabona, the Ganimus. There's also Yom Shmua. A person is far away, he didn't know that a member of his family died and was buried. Yom Shmua is the day in which his Avelus begins, when he hears about it, as long as it's within 30 days. It's a Shmua Krova, within 30 days. There's also a further halacha of Yom Likut Atzamot. Yom Likut Atzamot, in those days, you'll recall, the Kfura was wherever the person was buried. There was no refrigeration. And they had to bury a mace where he was. The mace was buried wherever he was. After Yud Beis Chodesh, or beyond, they would take the remnants in a container, bring it to the family plot, to their kuf, and would rebury it, reinter the remnants. Now, those four halachas, now we need to keep in mind in this brisa. The brisa is like this. Yom Shmua ki Yom Kvura. The din, the tok shloshim, when a person, Rahman al-Islam, hears about a loss, that has the same din as Yom Kvura, vis-a-vis the mitzvah of keeping Shiva and the mitzvah of keeping shloshim. However, legabe achilas sakim, it's not so chomor, meaning that if it would have been a Yom Kippur and he had to bring his Korban Pesach, he would not have been allowed to eat it at night. But in the case where it was only a Yom Shmua, we're going to be makil on the Korban Pesach, and vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach, it's only ki Yom Likut Atzamot. And the din of a Yom Likut Atzamot, where the person himself was not tameh, the undertaker took care of it for him, but there's a din of Avelis on that day. A year later, whenever it is. And on that day, Fine, he has a bit of semi-availus, but not the night. So vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach, we're not machmir, and we give the din of Yom Shmuah like the din of Likrat Samas. Now, does that mean to you as a normal reader that had it been the Yom Kvura, that he would not have been able to eat his Korban Pesach, right? But we're going to be Mako, and we're going to give it a din of a Yom Likrat Samas. Now, the Braisa now proceeds to contradict itself by saying, the echad zeh, however, in either of those cases, so there the Oko Bekotchim La'erev. He would have been allowed to eat that night on Kotchim, meaning even if it would have been Yom HaKvura. Now, wait a minute. Hagu Bekash, you just contradicted yourself. First you said Yom Shmu'ah, Yom Kvura L'mitzvah Shiva, V'shlosh. Whereas, when it comes to Achilas Sochim, it's not like the Yom Kvura. It's only Yom Likudat Samas, which implied to me Nikwal, the Yom Kvura, would have been usher, even that night he wouldn't have been able to eat his Korban Pesach. And then you turn around and you say, but actually, Echad Zeh, whether it would have been the Yom Kvura, or whether it would have been the Yom Likudat Samas, it doesn't really matter, because he could have been Tovel, the Yoko, the Kachim Le'erev. Fine, but it's a contradiction. I don't care what he holds, but the Braisa just contradicted itself. First he said Yom Kippur is Aser at night, and then he says Yom Kippur is Mutter at night. He both explained that. Comes along Rav Chisda, and he says, it seems to be that we reversed course in the middle of the Braisa, and it's a Machlokes Tanaim. I know it's strange, but how is it explained? It's an impossible contradiction. Comes along Rabba Bar Avuna, and this is now the moment we've been waiting for. Because it's from Rabba Bar Avuna that Ravina brings his raya that Achilas Psachim is Ma'akis. Comes along Rabba Bar Avuna, he says, what's the problem? Lo kasha. Kansha shambash mu'al meitos samuch l'shkiyat ha'chama. V'chein shemiktu lo atzamot samuch l'shkiyat ha'chama. V'chein shemet bo meitos kapro samuch l'shkiyat ha'chama. V'kam li'at l'shkiyat ha'chama. Is that, by the way, the Koro over Samuch is unimportant. Tosis points out the only reason it says Samuch is because by the questions of Mincha issues, or is it Mincha Samuch or not Samuch? There are a lot of cases where a person started eating Samuch Shkiyatakam is Imabsi for Mincha. So we use the word Samuch, but it means before, it doesn't mean necessarily right up against Shkiyatakam. Before Shkiyatakam. So there, it says Rabbi, there's a tremendous difference. Where it says that you eat kachim no matter what, and obviously other kachim, but for sure you can eat the Korban Pesach, or even other kachim, you're allowed to eat. That's talking about where either the Yom HaKvura, or the Yom HaShmuah, or the Yom of the Likud HaTzamot had taken place before Shkiyat HaChama. And now, that means that the following night is the night of an Aninus Derabbanan at best, because it's only a Yom HaKvura, and a night of Aninus, the day of the Aninus, is only a Derabbana, which means that he's simply saying that the Yom HaKvura does not have an Aninus Laila, even the Derabbana. And therefore he can eat any kach. Mashenken, the other implication of the Braisa, which says that he cannot eat his Korban Pesach at night, is talking about in a case where the Shvura took place at night. Or the Shvura took place at night. Now there, if it took place at night, then it is the day which is Aser Midrabbanan. And there, even though it's only Midrabbanan, and the Rabbanan were not here, even though it was B'makom Karis, because this is not an absolute rule that the Rabbanan are not minded in B'makom Karis. In a place where the Takana of the Rabbanan is easily confused with the Diraisa, such as the day. The norm is that people bury in the day. And that they bury the day of the Misa. Now, people are going to get, I understand if it's the next night, I'm able to say, well, I mean, the next night, even the night where in the daytime it wouldn't be a rice, now it would be the Rabbanan. certainly not going to be goes of the night. But if it's the same day as the Kvura, it's normally the same day of the Kvura as the Misa. Certainly in those days. Nowadays, here in places where people are not good the way it should be. So therefore, people, there's no way that people are going to know the Nachamina that it's actually the Yom Kippur, it's not the Yom Misa. They'll think that even if it's an Anin, it's the Arayza, you can eat the Karban Pesach. Therefore, the Rabbanan in this case were Maimed Dibrayim, even though it's only Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself is only an Anin, it's the Rabbanan. Now, that's what he didn't address, Rabbi Barbuna did not yet address our question. He just was talking about this case. But Ravina says, now consider what he meant. Okay? Rabbi Barbuna says it's talking about in a case where the mace was nikbar at night. And therefore, you can't eat your carbon pasta. My shame came. If you only found out about it at night, there you can eat your carbon pasta. Harris? I ask you, says Ravina. Going and buried him. When the Gabi other question, he buried it, they buried him. Now, so I ask you, says Ravina, I don't understand. Who cares if it's Le'achash Kiyazachama? He was already Yotzi his Karm Pesach in the daytime. The fact that Targoyim came along and buried him, what's he not to mean enough? My Avi Avi. Ella, Shema Mina, there's a tremendous difference. What's the difference? I've actually got Skarchim in Ma'akim. Namela, we're going to have to be Ma'atim to eat his Skarchim. Except in a case where it was Ma'amishni Yom Kippur, where we can't be Ma'atim. Therefore, I say, says Ravina, based on Rabba Baravuna, you see that we take for granted that the ability to eat the Karban Pesach is absolutely essential. So, Shema Minachir of Sarkin Na'akra. Rav Ashi says, hey guys, what's your problem? Why do you think Echad Zeh means, well, whether it's the Yom Akpura or whether it's the Yom Likarat Someis, it's nonetheless Mutter in the night. That's not what it means. It means whether it's the Yom Likarat Someis or whether it's the Yom Shmua. That's what it means. But of course, if it was the Yom Kippura, it would be Asur. Huh? Yeah. Well, see, the problem is, if I were doing Yochas Tshuva with you, I could say, you know, the heck with it, you guys are too tired to learn. But the Daf Yomi keeps insisting that there's still more to finish. So I have no way to walk out on you. So therefore, all I can do is beg. Please. It's so exciting. It's so wonderful to see the different Akhdoras. It's a pleasure to the soul and to the mind. So come back and join me. Ah, I get one for you. So I say, Echadzeh just means, whether it's the Yom HaShmua, the Yom of the Likud, Tevel Echad, the Kachim there, that's all it means. I understand when you make a big problem out of something that's not a problem. What Rav Ashi say, look, I mean, unfortunately, what Rav Ashi just said, you should choose to ignore if you've got any brains. I mean, it's ridiculous. Michle, Allah Kari. I mean, we're talking about that case. We're saying, if Megabe the Pesach, the Yom Shmua should be like the Yom Likarat Somas. That's what we're talking about. So what do you say, Eru Be'eru? What do you mean, Eru Be'eru? You should say, and it's Mutzi Be'eru. I mean, that's what you just said. So, I mean, Allah Kari. So you should say Zev is Zev, and on these, what's right in front of us, and you don't say Elu Ve'elu. Elu Ve'elu means whether it's that group, the original group of the Kvura and so on, or whether it's this group, what is to say, the Yom Shmua, Yom Likarat Someis, both of those groups are the same. That's the pshat. Shema Mina Berusei. Clearly, you're going to have to ignore what Rav Ashi said. Now, you said before that it's a machlokas. You're asking me? Sorry, I'm in the middle of shir. Please call back. So, you said before, must be it's a machlokas tanoim, and we switched gears in the middle, and it's a machlokas tanoim. Now, what's the Machlokas Tanayim that you're referring to? My Tanayim, the Tanya. Ad matay mitonein alav kol hayom. What is the shir of aninus? The entire day of death. Rebbe Omer calls manchalo nikbar, which we think at this point means only up to the point of the kfura. Let's say the kfura was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. After the kfura, the aninus is complete. Correcting Gemara. But my askina, what are we talking about? Of your real aninus, the raisa, yom amisa? He's like the yom amisa. He could have let slow yom amisa talk to somebody like Mirabona. Is there no one who holds that the yom amisa for sure met his type is laila? So what are you telling me about Hila Skarchim, yom akfura, yom amisa doesn't make any nafkamina? He's saying that there's the Mandiyomar who says that even though it was elo ve'elo, that he can eat kachim balayla. I don't understand. Nobody holds that. Furthermore, Rebbe says tozman shelo nigbar, meaning what? Ha'kavro ishtrelei. That once he was kavur, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the aninus is all over. Now, nobody holds that. Mi'ikad aletz late. V'achritaki yomar. We darshan a potzik. That the end is like a bitter day. A bitter day means the whole day is bitter. That means even after the kfura. So how could Rebbe say only after the kfura? Therefore, it cannot be referring to the Yom HaMisa. It's got to be referring to the Yom HaKfura. Oh, now that ties directly into our Tanoi, right? Om Rav Sheish is a Yom Kfura, correct? Maske for Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, how can you say such a thing? Somebody who hears about the death is the same din as the someone who was malaket atzamot, and he's tovel ve'ochel bekotchim la'erev. The mashma'ut is that if it would be a yom kfura, apil la'erev nami lo'achel, he would not be able to eat even in the nighttime. But the way you're learning, everybody agrees that the aninus is over by the nighttime, if it's Yom Kvura, and the only machlokas is it over after the Kvura, or is it chal until the night? But the problem is that for other kachim, for sure you can't eat even after the night on Yom Kvura. So that doesn't work yet. So Hamani, who's the author of that shita? Therefore, and this is finally what we're looking for, Ela Tzritzachi. You have to understand it like this. You have to put in that word when you're taking for granted. Koloto ayom, meaning the whole day in the sense of kutchin, in which the night follows the day. That day and the following night. Rebbe Omer kos man shelo nikbar. That's only if the kvura hadn't completed. Aval nikbar, then below lelo. If he was buried on the day, of course, the whole day is certainly awesome. But Rebbe's chiddush is that as long as the kfura already took place, then the laila is not considered to be nitfas with him. Oi, oi, they said this over in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he was shocked. Gabra, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, lame up Rabbi Yosef is a big man. How did he say something so silly? How could he say this? He's assuming that Rebbe is coming to be Maker, which of course we've all been assuming the whole time. As long as the Kfura takes place before, then I'll be Maker. First we thought he'll be Maker the rest of the day, then we know he'll still be Maker the God in the night. But your impression is that Rebbe is coming to be Maker on the Tanakam. And no! Rebbe is coming to be Machmer. But Tanya, the Brisa says, Ad matay mitonanim alav, Calls man she'eno nikbar afilu nikan v'arasar yomim. Say, very Rebbe. Rebbe isn't coming to be made, though. Rebbe is coming to say that until the dead is buried, he the whole time, I don't care if it's 10 days, he's still an oni. That's the chiddush. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, aninus is the day of death. The fact that he's not kovur, him is saying, elo to'ayon bilvad. So now we have to revise again the Brisa. Finally, we make it work out so that it explains our sunya. Ela Tzritzachi. Ad matay hu miseinein alav kolo to ayom below leilo. How long is he miseinein? That day, But the day isn't typhus tonight. Rebbe Eimer calls Man Shelo Nikba, and Rebbe comes along to say that if he wasn't Nikba, Tofes Leilo Imo. Fine. Now, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm going to stop here. I know when I'm beat, but it's close enough. Rarely get a chance to see these halachas with all of the details. Yeah.